Concours Écricom 2003. Épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 11. A Constitution for Europe. The Constitution of the world's most complex international organization, the United Nations, fits easily into my jacket pocket. The Constitution of one of the world's oldest and most successful democracies, the United States, would fit neatly into the other pocket. I do not have a pocket big enough for what passes as the Constitution, the Consolidated Treaties of the European Union. Size is important. The smaller the better when it comes to constitutions. But size tells another, more important story, that of coherence. The UN Charter is genuinely good to read for those interested. It sets out in logical form the purposes and principles of the organization, its structure and its powers. The US Constitution is similarly clear. There is Article 1 setting out that all legislative powers are placed in the Senate and the House of Representatives. Article 2 setting out how the executive power is placed in the President. Article 3 placing the judicial power in the Supreme Court. And there's Amendment X, for the avoidance of doubt, asserting the principle of subsidiarity, that powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution are reserved to the states or to the people. The best bits in both constitutions are their preambles in ringing declaratory prose. The UN's covers a small page. We, the people of the United Nations, determined to save succeeding generations from the scourge of war and to reaffirm faith in fundamental human rights, hereby establish the United Nations. The US Constitution's preamble takes just four lines. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution. While the practical achievements of the EU have been profound, the Union's treaties fail almost every test of clarity and brevity. 165 pages long, plus another 90 pages in the yet-to-be-ratified Treaty of Nice. There's no point reading the EU treaties in the hope of illumination. For a start, there is not one constitution, but two. One on European Union, the other establishing the European Community. The Convention on the Future of Europe, meeting under the chairmanship of former French President Valéry Giscard d'Estaing, is making recommendations for a new draft treaty to be considered by an intergovernmental conference in 2004. Europe's citizens deserve a written constitution which provides an intelligible account of the rules by which the future of the European Union will be shaped. It would be best of all if the end result were to fit into a pocket too. Fin du texte numéro 11.